These are the remarks of Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval at the 2012 Lake Tahoe Summit.
Speaking of Governor Sandoval, he is next to come up here. He is also a very dear and longtime friend of mine. He was elected governor in 2010, but he took an indirect path because he, well, after being Attorney General of the state of Nevada, when I was treasurer, when we got to know each other well, he was appointed to the federal bench. 2005, he was appointed to become a U.S. District Judge, left that to run for governor, but he is also someone who has served on the TRPA Governing Board and in the Nevada Legislature, and he's got a great first name. That's one of his finest qualities. Brian Sandoval, Governor of the State of Nevada.
Thank you, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. I appreciate the kind introduction. It really is a privilege to be with all of you today, and I, on behalf of the people of the state of Nevada, I want to welcome you to the great state of Nevada. Part of the theme of my speech was going to be all this cooperation and agreement between Nevada and California. Now we've got this debate with the senator calling the greater state, but that's all fine. But it truly is a privilege to be here with Governor Brown, Congressman McClintock, Lieutenant Governor, Senator Heller, Senator Feinstein, all the elected officials. I think we've all heard the stories of our connections to Lake Tahoe, and with your permission, I'd like to share mine. Just not long from here, a couple hundred yards, there's the Nevada State 4-H camp. And every summer for 10 years, I would come to the 4-H camp, just this little sheep herder kid from Sparks, Nevada, and have this 1 or 2 weeks of an incredible time here at Lake Tahoe. From that moment on until this very day, I've come to love this lake like no other. And so it really is important for me to be a part of this event. It also was a privilege to serve on the TRPA. I see a couple of my colleagues over here that I had an opportunity to serve with, and it's good to see old friends. Now, I wanted to say it is fitting that this year's Tahoe Summit theme is public-private partnerships, investing in the future Lake Tahoe. The 2011 summit, Governor Brown and I each asked our administrations to reach out to each other. As a result, progress, real progress, has been made over the past 12 months. This is due to the commitment between Nevada and California to unify, along with many in both in the public and private sectors, for two very important reasons: protection and preservation Lake Tahoe, and the economic vitality of the region. Also at the last summit, I made it known that the adoption of an updated regional plan by the end of 2012 was a priority for me and a priority for the state of Nevada. I am pleased, very pleased, to let you know, thanks to the diligent efforts of Nevada's Department of Conservation and Resources Director Leo Drozdoff and his team, in a strong partnership with California's Secretary for Natural Resources, John Laird, very real progress has been made toward a regional plan update. I had an opportunity to visit with the mayor earlier this morning, Mayor Fortier, and she wrote an op-ed this weekend about what has happened with regard to the regional plan update. I get a little boat by here as well. But I want to quote from you because I thought it was a perfect statement with regard to what has been happening. And I think it's important for all of you to hear what has happened. The op-ed reads, a portion of it: "The great news is that Laird and Drozdoff pulled off a feat that often eludes us at Lake Tahoe. They found agreement. That agreement, which addressed everything from building height to drive-up windows, bike-friendly town centers and decks and stream environmental zones, was a masterful compromise. The two state representatives were able to push past those areas of discomfort for all sides involved to forge an agreement that gave every side bragging rights and constraints." Gentlemen, if you would stand up and please be recognized. Our two states have collaborated in an unprecedented fashion finding consensus around some of the more challenging policies included in the regional plan update. Nevada and California worked with the conservation community, business owners, community leaders, and elected officials, and have recommended resolutions on key matters to help move the regional plan process forward. For all of you, I know it was these two gentlemen, but you have great teams as well. I want to thank that all those that were involved, the folks, the business owners, community leaders, elected officials, who have recommended resolutions on key matters to help move this regional plan process forward. It took two group of leaders to get this done. I'm optimistic that the recommendations from this effort will result in a regional plan update by the end of the year. Right, folks? Now, I'd also like to take a moment of personal pride to point out some of Nevada's contributions with regard to restoring the basin's environment. We continue to work with our basin partners to combat, as the Senator mentioned, the loss of Lake Clarity. And as she mentioned, it has gone down dramatically since many years ago, but I am glad to report that the average clarity has improved by 4.5 feet since 2010. Now, I understand that this is a one-year measurement, but I remain hopeful that the multiple efforts underway will continue to contribute to this positive trend. Now, if you drove up here toward Edgewood this morning like I did, you probably noticed a lot of activity by the Nevada Department of Transportation with its stormwater projects to protect Lake Tahoe. The Nevada Department of Transportation is currently constructing two projects on the North Shore and is also addressing the steep cut slopes along US 50 above Glenbrook. And you would have seen those big cranes digging and modifying that. And I think that's something that's to be proud of. A total of 5 projects have been completed in the past year, and another 25 projects in the planning and construction phases. Nevada's getting to work. Following the United States Environmental Protection Agency's approval of the TMDL for Lake Tahoe at last year's event, the Nevada Department of Environmental Protection has also begun the intense process of developing memorandums of agreement with local jurisdictions. Now also, the Senator talked about fires. This is the 5th anniversary of the Angora and Washoe fires and the 10-year anniversary of the Gondola fire. The threat of catastrophic fire is something that is always on our minds. One way that we have been dealing with the fire threat is coordination with the local fire districts, the United States Forest Service, local jurisdictions, and private parties to remove dead trees and brush as a way to reduce the threat of wildfire to homes and communities. Just up the slope, not far from here where we stand today, there is the 725-acre Van Sickle Bi-State Park. The land was developed and donated by the late Jack Van Sickle. It's another example of threat reduction work where 160 forested acres in this new bi-state park were treated for fuels reduction using a combination of Southern Nevada Public Land Management Act funds and state bond dollars. This work is certainly a step forward in helping to reduce the threat of wildland fire in this area of the basin. Now, I'm going to go off script a little bit because I want to give a profound thanks to Governor Brown. I was up in an airplane yesterday, and over 500 square miles of Nevada is currently on fire in some of the most steepest, remote, tough terrain that you've ever seen. And also down in Washoe County in the Reno area, we had two of the most difficult and challenging urban wildfires in Washoe County. And we needed some help. And I picked up the phone and I called Governor Brown. And he took my phone call immediately and sent resources to help the people of Washoe County to assist them. And in these fires right now in Nevada, there are over 3,000 firefighters on the ground who are fighting these fires. And many of them are from the great state of California. So Governor, I want to take this opportunity to thank you. Now, in conclusion, and in keeping with Senator Heller's theme for this year's summit, it needs to be well understood that while the basin's economy is largely dependent on the environmental health of the region, Environmental improvements will be dependent on the economic health of the region. I firmly believe that an updated regional plan will provide the roadmap for success in reaching water clarity and other environmental goals while creating an environment for continued investment in community infrastructure here at Lake Tahoe. I also believe that throughout the past year, it has been proven that when the public and private sectors work together, anything is possible. So it's my hope, and I have all the optimism in the world, that this will continue. The great states of Nevada and California will continue to work together, that the local elected officials will work together, the business community, the residents, the members of the conservation community, all will come together for this singular goal that you're all looking at today. You have this great view. I've got my back to it. But to make this what is one of the most majestic, beautiful places on the face of the earth. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts with you today. God bless all of you. God bless the great states of Nevada, California. God bless Lake Tahoe. And God bless the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth. Thank you.
Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.